Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as you walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chad, throw the mat. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on a Wednesday afternoon. We appreciate you. We love you. Whether you listen on 1080 AM, watch along on YouTube.com/1080 AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080 The Fan. We love you. We appreciate you and everything that you do. So much so, we like to, we'd like to give back. We're a show for the people, especially if you're people who like Def Leppard and Journey.
Woo!
They are coming to Moda Center September 2nd. September 2nd.
Okay.
Moda Center. Def All Leppard, right. Journey. If you want to be in the audience, you can enter now by texting in DEF. That's DEF to 503-864-6326 to enter for your chance to win tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey on September 2nd at Moda Center.
Def Leppard, Journey, one night only.
Look, if you don't like Def Leppard and Journey, then you just don't like stuff.
He said it.
Yeah, he said it. Pour some sugar on me, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Look, think of the bangers that you're going to have that night.
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. Mm. When the lights go out in the city,
yeah.
You've got...
Open Arms, yeah.
It's going to be... That's one of those concerts that you go to, and the next day you show up and you're like, have no voice anywhere. You're like, yeah. Where were you at?
Well,
I
you know what?
Singing.
When you go to a concert like
Hysteria.
That, you know what you like? You like to take home a little bit of a memento, perhaps a
photograph. You animal. Mm. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
You see what I did
it's
there?
It's a whole hysteria.
Yeah. I'm getting it.
I hate you both. I hate you both.
Would you say that when love and hate collide, that's where you're at right now?
Yes. And if you're interested in more,
it's kind of always there.
You can go to 1080thefan.com.
We're going
to
bring on the heartbreak
for all the rules and info.
Oh, I guess that one's bringing on the heartbreak, right?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I can't stop because otherwise it's, God, who's crying now? Anyway, whatever we need to do this segment, any way you want it.
Tell you what, I'm going to scrap the Halliburton. We're going to come back next with that.
All right, let's just all go our separate ways.
All right.
All right.
He's got nine lives.
We're going to have a little bit of fun with audio here. Long Beach State University head coach, Dan Monson, he was on the podium ahead of his NCAA tournament game, and he was asked what it was like to watch film with his team following the news that he would be fired following the end of the season.
Probably hysteria.
And you're watching film, and you got hear guys sniffling and everything. And so the first thing I said is, you know, just bonding together and this galvanizing is not going to be enough. Our defense has got to get better. We've got to be a better basketball team this week. And I said, just look at this first defensive clip, guys. I said, you know, we close out short here. I said, the guy's wide open. We don't get a contest. These are the kind of plays that would get a coach fired. And the whole room just broke up. And it just started right then. It was like, okay, you know, we're going to be all right here.
That's just fantastic. For those that are wondering, Dan Monson has been fired and been told that he will be relieved of his coaching duties at the end of the season. They go on and they make a fortuitous run, win the conference tournament, and are in the NCAA tournament. And yet he's got to go in there. He doesn't have to. I'm sure the assistant coach could take over, but he's been there for such a long time, since 2008, 16 years, that it's his guys. He's gonna ride this thing out, and he has the foresight to break up the sad, sour tone.
Well, Arizona should mop the floor with him. Yes. Like they should. But the scariest team in a tournament is one that has nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
And when you don't get bogged down by all the pressures that come with the tournament, like, that's where coaches get too tight. That's where players get too tight.
Play free and loose.
And this is a team that you're sitting there, like, they're obviously coming into this thing saying, guys, we don't belong here. Our coach is already fired. We're just going to roll the ball out and we'll let the dust settle and we'll see where we're at after we play Arizona. That is terrifying, mm-hmm. especially for a team with the recent tournament history that Arizona has. Which Arizona, the last two times that they have had like crippling tournament defeats, mm-hmm. they have gotten so lucky. Because remember DeAndre Ayton and Sean Miller,
yep.
they lost as a 2 seed, 2 of 15, and Purdue ended up losing to UMBC yep. that night. Last year, they lose as a 2 seed, mm-hmm. and guess what happens? Purdue loses to Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh.
They have gotten bailed out by like losses that everybody would remember and mock them for.
Yes.
But they've been overshadowed by 16 seeds beating a 1 seed mm-hmm. the last two times that that's happened. Yeah, you don't want to fall into this one again.
Yeah, they're a 2 seed again, and they might bleep around and find out.
Well, I don't see that happen.
I don't either.
I don't see that happen.
Remind me again, who won the Pac-12 tournament?
The Oregon Ducks.
Is that the Arizona Wildcats?
It is not the Arizona okay. Wildcats.
I'm pretty sure that's another result that nobody saw happening.
Yeah. Again.
Last year, didn't they lose to Princeton? They got Princeton last
year.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
They lost to Princeton.
Yeah, they're
Princeton and 157-year-old Pete Carril.
Yeah. Still going.
Still out there coaching
yeah.
them up.
Yeah. The Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, the tournament history of Arizona basketball, it is not
in the last 10 years particularly.
Guys, it has been a bloodbath mm-hmm. for them. And obviously, they're the last Pac-12 team to win a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
But they have had crippling defeat after crippling defeat in the tournament. And you can't afford to have that happen again this year. Because you have to start flexing your muscles when you head into the Big 12. Big 12 is going to be a basketball powerhouse. When they yeah. enter next year,
it's disgusting.
Gonna be
it ain't gonna be the trip through the Pac-12 they've had in the regular season either.
No, even the lower end basketball teams there are very good.
Yeah, was that no? It was 2018. They were a 13 seed they were a 4 seed, and they lost to a 13 seed Buffalo with DeAndre Ayton on that team. They weren't a 2 seed in that.
Oh, okay,
game. I'm gonna make
they
Arizona
just lost
fans
to Buffalo.
Very upset. Sorry. You were a 4 seed that lost to a 13. They need to make a run, man. It's always better when they're good at basketball. And making a run is a good way for the Pac-12 to go out. But you got to make it past, you know, what they've had. They've been bouncing the Sweet 16 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Princeton, the first round. Come on, Tommy Lloyd. Let's go.
Figure it out.
Get him going. But I'm fighting. I'm going for the fighting Munson's, though.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to get Munson'd.
You don't want to get Munson'd or Munson'd.
That's what's going to happen here.
Don't get Munson.
All right, coming up next, we will get into the Tyrese Halliburton debate and around sports psychology and gambling in sports. Coming up here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Oh, the Bushwhackers on Wrestling Wednesday.
You love that one.
Hell yeah. I love the Bushwhackers.
This sounds like 8-bit video game music. I do respect it.
And they were the 8-bit wrestling duo. The Bushwhackers were...
They were basically a real-life cartoon wrestling tag team.
Yeah, they were great.
Mike Tyson punch-out of wrestling.
100% like that's it. What they were.
Yeah.
And their blue little skivvies that they wore.
There's a... The sports world is in a very interesting position right now. We are on the impetus of federal gambling becoming a legal entity across the country. We are now at, I believe, 40 states that have some form of legalized sports wagering.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
We're up to that many.
Yeah.
Oh, good on that.
I think like seven
America.
More open this year.
Okay.
It looks like, I mean, we're very likely to have federally legal gambling before we have federally legal marijuana, which is... interesting when you think about it, but it has impacted things on a psychological standpoint for a lot of athletes and people that work in sports in general. I have talked to people in social media that manage team accounts that have told me some of the most heinous things they've ever seen in their life have come from sports gamblers. One DM that stands out is that was sent to a team account that said, "I hope the entire team plane crashes."
Oh,
because their parlay didn't hit.
That seems reasonable,
right?
Yeah, that's a reasonable thing.
And
to
you
wish
can say,
somebody.
"Oh, just ignore it. Just ignore it." When it's just there all the time, you don't just get to ignore it. And eventually, it seeps through. And this kind of came through as Tyrese Halliburton was talking about. Whether or not or how he's worked with a sports psychologist, and if so, what that process looks like. And he gave a pretty in-depth and eye-opening answer.
I've done that for, you know, kind of the last couple of years. You know, it's been good for me, even when I'm not, I don't want to just talk to them when I'm struggling, you know, like, I think there has to be a conversation at other times, too, because I think, like, I mean, obviously what happens on the court is what happens on the court, but like, just life in general, it's important, I think, for us as basketball players, as men, to get those things out, because not everybody cares to hear how we feel, or, I mean, that's just the point, like, period. I mean, to half the world, I'm just, you know, helping them make money on DraftKings or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a prop, you know what I mean? Like, that's what my social media mostly consists of. You know, I think it's important for us to, like, have somebody to talk to. And, like, I think all that stuff is, like, it can be funny sometimes when somebody's like, you know, I lost $1,000. I don't give a you know what I mean? But, I do think that it's important for us to just have conversations with people who really value who we are as human beings. And it's not just sports psychology, but it's our teammates, it's our loved ones, it's people who really look out for our well-being. And that's important for me to just have those constant conversations.
It's a really interesting spot when you think about it, that it is dominating so much of not just a lot of sports discourse, but social media discourse.
I think that one of the important things that he said there is, before you fire off that tweet or DM to an athlete, they don't give an F. And that's what that big blank spot was. They don't give an F if you win or lose your bet. They don't care because you're the one that did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your fault for doing it.
And they don't want to hear
about
it. It is not
their fault for doing it. And this is where I think that people be like, oh, relax. I want him to die. It's like, then you haven't been on the other side of it and you haven't seen it over and over again, because if you're one person that's doing it, think of the other 5, 6, 7, 8 thousand that end up doing that over the course of, you know, a season, a year, a couple of years. And when you keep seeing it over and over again, I think that is where you think that it's your one-off tweet to the guy. But it's not.
No.
You are not the one-off. It keeps happening time and time again.
Endlessly. There was a player who I was talking to who told me they don't manage their social media. They have somebody else who manages it for them. But he has the login information. And every now and then he'll log in just to read it because he's like, this is insane. But he doesn't want to see it all the time.
It's not healthy.
No. But I get it. It's like, you know, look at the train wreck. You just kind of want to go, what the hell is going on here?
And you do it when you're in a good headspace.
Yeah, you're on the plane and you're just like, I wonder what these lunatics are saying.
But that's something that I think we all need to do as people. And I think that's one thing that Halliburton is talking about there is, you know, it's not just a sports psychologist that he talks to about it. It's your teammates. It's the people around you. Because you think of it as all the negativity that they get on social media or in arena when people are heckling you and yelling, it does chip away at you little by little. And having that openness and willingness to talk, it's a really tough thing to do.
It is.
It's hard for you to do with even the people that you're closest to, but it is a thing that is healthy, especially when you're bombarded with negativity.
Yep. And for those wondering, the Portland Trailblazers do have a team psychologist. Dr. Green. She is around. Today, perfect example. When we get off air, I'm going to drive the 5 minutes across the bridge and get in that building at like 3:15, right? I will get out there. Dr. Green will be on the bench as guys are going through all their warmups, and they will all, at some point in time, come over and just talk to her. They're just coming. She is always just available to them.
It's amazing.
Yes. And it's not that she's out there, you know, doing psychology stuff. You know, they're not working through a tragedy. It's just having a relationship, having that open communication, somebody to talk to about whatever.
It's fascinating to see, though, kind of the people that have been at the forefront of that, because I was reading a story this week or over the weekend about John Calipari. One of the first people that he hired when he got to Kentucky was the team psychologist, just to be there for, and he's kind of been the right-hand man for Cal, is the person that's the intermediary too, between the coach and the player, and just getting things out there. And, you know, they don't tell the coach or, you know, the organization in professional sports, what the exact things are that's bothering a player, but they can say, hey, you know, look, so-and-so's struggling right now. You know, that's a guy, and it tells coaches, too, is valuable part of, you know, sports performance is when you can push those buttons and you start learning how you can push those buttons to maximize that individual in a team context. And it's sports psychology is really important at the highest levels of sports right now.
And the envelopes that they're pushing and the things that they're trying to help people take care of mentally, emotionally, that's all a huge part of this, because it's not people getting softer. It's the world getting, I think, more coarse.
Aware. The world is aware.
Yeah.
More so than ever.
And so on both fronts, both positively and negatively.
I think that when you look at this too, like gambling was the question posed with Halliburton. The crazy thing is that, yeah, we now have 40 states with legalized gambling, and like guys will call out the parlay. This was happening before sports gambling was legalized, though.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it wasn't just about betting.
But now it's everywhere.
It's not just about betting, though. It is just your performance. And, I mean, hell, we know this from Myers Leonard here in Portland. Myers Leonard was booed by the home fans in Moda Center a few years back. That's not about gambling.
No.
That's about idiot fans.
Yes.
Who think that they can just say what they want and do what they want.
And it hurt him.
Under the guise of anonymity, and it's one, cruel.
It genuinely hurt him.
But the other part of it is, if you were sitting across the table from him, you wouldn't say it.
No,
you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it. And that's like one of the things about social media is that so many people will just fire off whatever they're feeling.
Some anime,
and it's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. As soon as you see that, it's. But even when you know that, it's still difficult to process.
For sure.
Because we're all human. So there you go.
Don't be a moron on socials.
No, don't. You can be stupid, just don't be a moron.
Don't be stupid on socials either.
Yeah, stupid's fun sometimes. It's okay. I'm okay with it. All right. Coming up next, we'll have a little bit more fun with audio. And on the not-so-fun side, Major League Baseball likes bombs, but not all of them. But first, it's Big Kahuna, the Sports Center update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Baseball's back.
Yeah, it stuck up on us here. The unofficial opening day over in South Korea.
Which, man, they turn out for the baseball.
Baseball in Asia is way more fun than baseball in America.
It's a party.
Whether it's Japan, Korea, Thailand, like Chinese Taipei, not Thailand. Don't know if they played baseball in Thailand.
Taiwan. Yeah.
They go all out. They have bands. They have cheerleaders. Laser light shows are happening. Their all-star games have bunting competitions that people go nuts over. It's awesome.
I believe it's pronounced Thailand.
Thailand, yeah.
Thailand. No, that's what it's like here when the sun comes out.
Strip club row.
It's way more fun to watch the videos that come out of like the Japanese league or the Korean league because of the entertainment value and the way that people get into it. They treat it like a football game. It's what I wish baseball was here, but we are so stuck in the mud with baseball and the traditionalists. And look, I get it. It is fun to go to a ballpark and just hang out and watch the action. It's not an up-tempo sport, but that doesn't mean it can't be a fun environment to be in. And that's what I love about these international games.
It can when before the opening matchup in Korea against the San Diego Padres, if somebody sends in a bomb threat to blow up the building ahead of time.
Yeah, that was a weird little note out of Seoul in that apparently they sent an email to the authorities saying that they wanted to bomb and injure Shohei Ohtani for whatever reason. Like, who doesn't like Shohei Ohtani?
I would
like, what does this guy not like about Shohei Ohtani?
I'm gonna go with Giants fans.
And even then, they're like, oh, Shohei's so nice.
He is. He's a lovable guy.
He's
got to
have like 100% approval rating.
He's, 99.999% because this guy didn't like him. It didn't affect Ohtani, though, or the game because Ohtani went, 2-for-5 with an RBI. Still, his swing is so beautiful.
Oh, God, it's great.
It is just flawless.
Nothing will beat Ken Griffey Jr.'s, but it's close.
The response from Major League Baseball is what got me, though. Because Major League Baseball, they investigated the matter. They saw that this was just one idiot, unserious, in his threat to bomb the stadium before. But the person clearly said that Shohei Ohtani was the target here, and they just want to injure others too, right? Major League Baseball statement said, "The safety and security of our fans and everyone in the ballparks is where we play is our top priority."
No, it was actually...
How about the players? Yeah, the players and fans.
To be honest, I think they said that, but it was actually the safety and security of the $700 million man was probably their priority.
Yeah, and it should be.
Yeah.
And it should be. So. It's a weird start. It's good to have baseball back in regular season baseball. They're going to play again at 3 a.m., so... I mean, you'll probably watch that game live.
Crackhead hours, baby.
Yeah, you roll those crackhead hours.
Well, I do only have to work for a half hour tomorrow.
I think it's Shea Serrano that always says those are, like prime writing hours.
He's not wrong. Yeah. The Alex Saar piece that I got done, I finished that at about 2:30. So, yeah, that tracks 100%.
Yeah.
What it is. Also in Shohei Ohtani news, breaking news as... a article from the LA Times says the Shohei Ohtani's attorney is accusing Shohei Ohtani's interpreter of massive theft tied to alleged gambling. So it's been a rough week for Shohei.
This is a bizarre story because
this just broke 25 minutes ago.
Apparently, so Ippe Muzuhara, who was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. And, like, his right-hand man. Like, Shohei Ohtani speaks enough English to where he can get by.
But he just chooses.
But this is his guy, right? And very similar to Ichiro. Like, had the same thing. But Mazuhara's name popped up in an investigation with this guy named Matthew Bauer, who is a... he's an Orange County guy, but he's being looked into by the feds for illegal bookmaking. And... this is the part that I just can't like wrap my head around. Over the course of like months, apparently Muzahara got his hands on millions of dollars of Ohtani's and was placing bets with this bookmaker. Millions of dollars. How does your interpreter have access to millions of your dollars?
Access to your funds.
Is he just sitting there with like, Ohtani just literally, we say a $700 million contract, he's like sleeping on a bed of cash. Is that literally what is happening with Ohtani? Because
it's deferred.
Millions of dollars just like, yeah, this guy's just whoop.
It was deferred to his interpreter.
Give him a debit card and was like, hey, bro, have at it.
This one's got access to the PJ.
Like, yeah. How do you?
I don't.
The ways that these guys get money, sure happened is, yeah, you build that trust up with the guy, and he's like, hey, can you loan me some cash?
And or it just keeps happening. He does give him a card, because if he's in your interpreter, he's with you all the time.
All the time. He's everywhere you go.
I would imagine it's not the same, but similar to our military interpreters. Like, when we were over there, we had to have interpreters regularly. And we had to trust these guys with our lives. Now, it's not the same on that extent, but you're trusting them with not only your social currency, but your actual currency. Because they're probably, if he's with him all the time, he's probably also running some errands for him. He's probably also helping him with things. He's also managing other things that require money. So instead of being like, hey, Shohei, Venmo me, he gets the Shohei card or access to the bank, and it's just, yeah, no, you've got this to take care of, this to take care of, this to take care of. And I'm sure Shohei probably doesn't check his freaking bank account.
And look,
that often.
He came over with him from the Angels to the Dodgers. And so, like, this literally is it. We see this all the time in sports, though. How many times do professional athletes get ripped off by family members?
Oh, God.
By their agents, by their marketing managers, by their best friends and the people that are close to them? This happens time and time again. Like, this is nothing new, but that tells you, like, it's not just an interpreter, it's one of your closest confidants and really your best friend, because it's the person that you were with right when you come over and you are attached at the hip together all the time.
But are you really giving this person access to, like, your personal account? You don't have, like, a secondary business, whatever,
or this
have
is
you
the
account
main.
For, you know? But, I mean,
or maybe he has multiple accounts with millions of dollars because he's worth a billy.
So apparently the Dodgers fired him on Wednesday, the interpreter. Like, they're just going to leave him in South Korea? Like, or did they bring him over there? Like,
I don't know. He's got millions.
How does that work with the international dateline?
Ooh. That's a good question. That has been a mind, you know what, for me. They're like, the game is being played on Thursday, Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. The international dateline gets me.
Yeah, no.
Time
so
travel.
They fired him Wednesday, and they're going to fly back, and it's still
on
Wednesday.
You can do it.
That's right. Tuesday.
The one that always stands out to me with this was back in early 2014. Jack Johnson played for the Colorado Avalanche and then the Blue Jackets. His parents stole $20 million from him. He was broke.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. It's just wild. Like, his parents are just like, nah, we're going to buy this and buy this and buy this and buy this. And you say, oh, well, why do they have access? Because you trust them.
I love my parents, and my parents love me. And sometimes things have to go back and forth. But you know what I don't have access to? Their checking account. Nor do they have access to mine.
Well, clearly you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Go make $40 million real quick,
yeah,
dude. All right?
Find out who has access to what then.
As an 18-year-old. Yeah. I think that's where it happens. It's like, I think that is where the theft happens, is like, you're sitting there going, I'm too irresponsible to handle all of this money. And your parents, you always seem that they're far more responsible. Like, they have it figured out. Here to tell you, kids, parents don't have it figured out. We're white-knuckling this thing.
Yeah. Right here.
Actually, your parents do have it figured out. Listen to them.
Yes, we know exactly what we're talking about.
Throughout everything.
Indeed. All right, coming up next, we'll put a nice little bow on today's show before we get ready to hand you off to Isaac and Sue. Come up here next year on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
You know, we were talking baseball, and, well, it wasn't all great news between a bomb threat and now Shohei Ohtani's interpreter being fired for allegedly stealing millions of dollars from his client and probably very good friend.
Not good, Bob.
On the good news front, can I introduce and or can I interest you in some all-you-can-eat seats?
No.
Go on.
No.
I have Jeff Russ attentions. The Miami Marlins.
And that's where you lose me.
Oh. Well, for as little as $52, you can get tickets to a Miami Marlins game where you get all-you-can-eat seats. And what does that include? Hot dogs, chili dogs, nachos with cheese, chili nachos, cheeseburgers, popcorn, peanuts, cookies, non-alcohol beverages, and water.
Damn.
Which means you can have as much as you want between the time you get there and the end of the seventh inning. You just have to stay in your area. And if you want booze, you got to pay for that.
Okay.
And you can only take four items at a time.
Okay, which, so you have the seventh inning. Boy, all you
they
can
are
eat.
Really underestimating some people.
I mean, $52 is where this thing starts, though. And, like, right there, you're looking at, you take your family of four. And this is, of course, before all the taxes and fees on your tickets. You're looking at, you know, $208 for a family of four. It's probably what you're spending in going to the concession stand, too. So the fact that you can go back and get go for more.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. But that is a lot of food. Like, it, yeah. You're going to be getting
a decent selection of crappy ballpark food.
Do we know where these seats are?
They say they're in sections 201 through 204.
All right, that doesn't sound bad.
That sounds like
good seating at Marlins ballpark. But again, you're having to go and watch the Miami Marlins. But any day at the ballpark is a good day at the ballpark.
Gotta get butts in the seats, right?
Sure do.
Okay, so you can go there. There's a Rate Your Seats website that will give you sight lines.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking right down the first base line.
These are good seats.
They're great seats. Yeah, I'm in on this.
These are great. I'm in on this.
Yeah, it's a great little plan to get people back in the ballpark. Now, the lines are probably going to be, this is what they're going to do. They're going to make it so it's so difficult to, well, you're going to get backed up in a lot of ways there. Chili dogs, sucking on the chili dogs. But if you, they're going to probably have one concession stand that you can go to for like two full sections of the ballpark.
Indeed, and they'll have three beer ones that are next to it.
That's where they're going to get their money. Like, they will get their pound of flesh. Like, any deal like this is always too good to be true.
It's not in Atlanta, though.
At Atlanta, they have it figured out.
That's
Falcon
the thing.
Falcon Stadium, Mercedes-Benz has got it figured out.
I think you're going to see, over the next 5 to 10 years, more arenas going to that model.
See, but we thought that when the Falcons came out with this, almost a decade ago now.
The difference is...
And no other ballpark has changed. No stadium has done it.
The difference is the TV revenue stuff is changing. And the thing is about getting people in, the guaranteed money. And I think if they want to get the guaranteed money from the concessions, they'd end up going down that path.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but that's just my feeling.
I hope you're right. Because going to a game, it was always a treat as a kid. But now you look at it and you're like... So damn expensive to take anybody. Like, if you want to take the whole family out.
Oh, God. I take it for granted. I get a discount at Moda for having my media pass, and it's still like, God dang, this is expensive to eat here.
All right. We're going to be out at A&A tomorrow, the Stadium Sports Bar for Fan Madness, brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. We only have a half-hour show, so if you're going to come out, you're going to party with us, let's go. Let's party up. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's primetime with Isaac and Souk right here on 1080 The Fan. Have a great Wednesday, everyone.
Bye.
I love Duke.
Get that fuck out my toy. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.